Informative news and local information. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Hey, good evening and welcome everybody. It's Nate Lull tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com live from Delaware Academy in Delhi. It's a very important MAC girls basketball matchup here tonight as the Delhi girls host Green. Of course, I'm Nate Lull. I want to welcome you all into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed, and you can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Green comes into tonight's game with a record of 7-0 overall. They are 5-0 in the league, so they come in undefeated. On the other side, Delhi comes in with a record of 7-2 overall and 5-1 in the league, that one loss coming to Unitigo. So Green is on top of Division II as we're looking here at the MAC standings. And Delhi is currently in second place in the Division I standings, only trailing Unitigo, who comes in at 5-0. I want to take a look at the MAC standings, break down tonight's matchup, but first we're going to take a quick break, recognize our title sponsor here tonight, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, as it's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Again, girls MAC basketball here tonight, Green and Delhi on WCDO. Stay tuned.
I'll buy your car. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Yes, it's true. I will come right to your house and purchase your car right off the driveway. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. And if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Butler Auto will give you top dollar for your trade-in. We feature the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area at the best prices. And yes, we will give you the very best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything in on trade with a motor, even boats and motorcycles. So get the best of both worlds, the best vehicle prices and the best trade-in values. Or we'll simply buy your vehicle from you at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
Yes, it's true. Butler Auto Sales will buy your car, plus work out your loan payoff with the bank. It doesn't get any easier. And remember, you will get financed at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturdays 8 to 1.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
It's the Butler Auto pregame show tonight. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. If you're listening online, that's all courtesy of SFCU. We also record these games and we put them back up on our game audio archive. That's all courtesy of SFCU. Right at WCDOsports.com, it's a free download. You can go back and listen to these games anytime. And it's not only games from this year, it's games from the past as well. So you want to travel back in time, maybe listen to the Delhi girls winning the state championship. It's all there in the game audio archive on WCDOsports.com. So this year, MAC girls basketball has gone into two divisions, Division I and Division II. If you're familiar with the MAC, it's much like they do in soccer. Boys basketball is not doing this. Boys basketball is still just one big division, and they work out the standings to see who makes the playoffs. This is Division I and Division II, and it kind of chunks up your schedule a little bit. So Division I is Unitigo, Delhi, Walton, Sydney, BG, and Deposit Hancock. Unitigo's 5-0, Delhi's 5-1. Walton's 5-3, Sydney's 3-2. Those are kind of the top dogs right now in Division One. On the other side, Division Two, Green is 5-0, Oxford's 4-3, Harpersville's 3-2. Those are kind of the top dogs in Division Two right now. Division Two is Green, Oxford, Harpersville, UV, and Afton. So you can see that tonight's game is really big. Green 5-0, Delhi 5-1. You know, Delhi girls have not played on their home floor in almost a month. They are excited to get back here tonight, but they have their hands full against a very good Green team. We're going to pause for the national anthem as well as the starting lineups. When we come back, it will be the DA Bulldogs and the Green Lady Trojans. Looking very forward to this one. I think it's going to be a great game here tonight. How will Green try to stop the attack led by Sylvia Little for Delhi? And how will Delhi try to neutralize kind of the balanced attack of Liv Kendi, Peyton Yonner, Cassie Butler for the Green Trojans? So, again, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll have tip-off for you here on WCDO.
Hi, everyone. This is Josh Missler from JM Electrical Contracting in Bainbridge. I'm here with my family today to let you know we are a local, hometown electrical service you can trust.
That's right. Your satisfaction is our top priority at JM Electrical Contracting.
We are your local, authorized Generac generator sales, service, warranty, and installation dealer.
We offer free in-home consultations where we size the generator to your home's exact needs. Plus, we offer annual services which include preventative maintenance checks to ensure your unit is in good working order.
Hey, Carly, who would you trust to size, install, and maintain your new Generac home standby generator?
JM Electrical Contracting, of course, because it's what they do. Call JM at 895-PLUG, that's 895-7584, or go to jmelectricalcontracting.com.
I can't believe it! I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shindello Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shindello Federal Credit Union. Go to shindello.org. or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Ball with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com as we get you set for tonight's matchup, the Delhi Girls hosting the Green Trojans. Let's get you the starting lineups first for Green tonight. And longtime head coach Dave Gorton. They have junior number 3, Emma Rice. Senior number 5, one of the best players in the league right now, Olivia Kennedy. She's also going on to play Division II softball next year, so that's exciting. A junior number 11, Cassie Butler. A junior number 15, Abby Yonner. And a junior number 22, Peyton Yonner. And on the other side for Delhi and Todd Bruce, he's the head coach. Junior number 00, Julia Baxter. A senior number 2, Libby Lamport. A senior number 3, Sylvia Little. Again, one of the top players in the MAC, will be playing Division III basketball somewhere next year. She tells us that she'll be announcing soon where she's going to go. A senior number 4, Amanda Nealis. And a junior number 15, Alyssa Giaffi. So a nice crowd on hand here tonight at DA as we get you set. Green is in the road green uniforms with the white trim. Says green in white lettering across the front of the uniform. And Delhi is in the home whites with the maroon trim. black trim as well. It says Delaware Academy in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform there. Delhi will be going right to left as we jump things up, and the opening tip is won by the Bulldogs. They'll look to whip it down the floor here for Libby Lamport. She's blocked. Ball is loose. Bulldogs come away with it here to Sylvia Little. A jumper from the left elbow won't go. Rebound for Green. That was Cassie Butler windexing the glass. And Green will be going left to right to start things off. What's Todd Bruce going to throw at him on defense? A drive here by Peyton Yonner is off the mark. And a rebound underneath by Julia Baxter. So both teams with an early look, but they couldn't get him to go. And now Delhi will throw the ball out of bounds. Nealis was trying to curl it around a defender. Cassie Butler was there, didn't touch it. Out of bounds, back to Green. So both teams trying to settle in with 30 seconds gone. We're going to have a foul in the backcourt as Delhi bringing some full court pressure. Foul, I believe, is going to be here on Julia Baxter, her first, team's first. So it's a scoreless contest in the early going. Just 30 seconds in between Green and Delhi. Girls basketball here tonight at Delaware Academy. Breaking the press there. Green does everything but finish. Liv Kennedy found Abby Yonner on the back door, and she couldn't finish it. Missed the right-handed layup. Delhi back the other way on the right side of the floor for Sylvia Little. Front of the green bench. And this is Delhi going right to left. They'll look to pump one to the interior. Lost control of it, though. They do get it back out to midcourt. Left side with 10 on the shot clock. Lamport finds Sylvia Little in the corner for three. Buried it. And Sylvia gets going early there with a long three from that left baseline corner. And it's a 3-0 lead here for Delhi over the Green Bulldogs. Here is Yonner in transition. Going for the bounce pass off the foot there of Alyssa Gioffi, using those soccer skills to punt it out of bounds. 6:40 to go, first quarter. 3-0 lead for Delhi over Green. Coach Bruce is all the way down here on the baseline. Kind of coaching them up here, trying to make sure everybody is set. And I know between these two coaches, they love their film. So you know they know every out-of-bounds play, every half-court set. They know what's going on here, and that paid off this time as Delhi gets a steal on the inbounds pass. And here is Little across the midcourt timeline. Top of the key now. Little dumps one down low for Baxter. Gets it to go, and she's fouled. Baxter with the right-handed layup off the sweet dish there from Sylvia Little. And Baxter is going to go to the line with a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. 6.5 to go in this first quarter. A 5-0 lead for the Delhi Bulldogs over the Green Trojans. And Baxter's shot at the line, no good. Green tracks down a rebound with Emma Rice, and they're off to the races. Here's Yonner in transition. So good with the ball in her hands. Tries a right-handed layup, and it won't go. Tried to force through two people there and couldn't quite get a clean look at it. Rebound for Delhi. Here's Libby Lamport for three off the back of the iron. Rebound for Cassie Butler for Green. Good look there from Lamport, just couldn't get it to go. So we hit 6 minutes to go in this first quarter, a 5-0 lead for Delhi over Green. Girls MAC basketball tonight here in DA. Kennedy has it slapped out of her hands. She has to chase it into the backcourt. Now into the front court. Nice pass there from Butler down low. Finds Yonner, and she finishes. Abby Yonner with the sweet finish off the pass there from Butler. Makes it 5-2. Delhi girls on top of Green. 5:45 to go, first quarter. And here's a dish off for Sylvia Little. Right side of the floor now. 3-point line extended as Delhi goes right to left. Dishing into the corner, Baxter didn't see the pass coming from Sylvie Little, and Green is over midcourt. Here is Liv Kennedy, steps through and gets the right-handed layup to go. Liv Kennedy cuts it to a one-point ball game here, Delhi 5, and Green 4 with 5:15 to go in the first quarter. Delhi with the basketball. Libby Lamport left side, dishes one down low for Alyssa Gioffi, threw her hands out of bounds, she couldn't hold on. And it's going to go back to the Trojans. So it's so important to settle in on the road if you're Green here in a hostile environment. And they've done that so far. They got down quickly 5-0, but they've cut it to 5-4. A chance to take the lead on this possession, possibly. Here's Yonner in transition. The finger roll is good for Peyton Yonner. Got it to go that time. And Green is on a 6-0 run to make it 6-5 with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Delhi with the basketball. Again, going right to left. They go to Libby Lamport. Into the corner now, picks it up in a tough spot, dishes one back out to Nealis, gets into the paint, the floater is too strong, rebound for Yonner. Yonner in transition, home run ball ahead for Liv Kennedy, right-handed layup is good, and that's enough for Todd Bruce. He's seen enough of that 8-0 run. 4:40 to go, first quarter. It's Green 8, Delhi 5. We got a good start here. We'll be right back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 4:40 to go, first quarter. 8-5 is the score. Delhi went up 5-0, and now Green's gone on an 8-0 run, and they lead 8-5. And out of the timeout, Delhi with the basketball. They'll work one down low on the baseline for Waken, who's into the game, finds Baxter, and she finishes. Julia Baxter with her second bucket of the night, I should say. And now Green on the inbounds pass. Somebody had their foot on the line. Weren't paying attention there, moving a little too quick, and the ball is going to go back to the Delhi Bulldogs with 4:25 to go first quarter. Coach Gorton not pleased with that decision-making there. And Delhi gets it in, and they find Baxter, and she is fouled as she goes up for the layup from the left low block. Delhi does have a slight advantage in size here, and Baxter has taken advantage of it so far. Now Yanner's going to have to go to the bench. Abby Yanner with two fouls early in this ball game, and that's tough if you're a Trojans fan. 4:20 to go, first quarter. 8-7 is the score. And the Bulldogs at the line with Baxter. It's good. Julia Baxter now with 5 points. Ties this game up at 8 apiece. Again, with 4:22 to go in this first quarter. Second shot coming for Baxter. And this one rattles in. Gets the nice shooter's touch. She has 6 of the Bulldogs' 9 points. And now a steal by Sylvia Little as the Trojans tried to push it up the court quickly in transition. So Delhi with a 1-point lead, 9-8, and they get the ball back. Left side for Lamport. Dials up a 3. This one slipped out of her hands, you could tell. Rolls out of bounds. It's going to go back to Green. The minute she let that go, you could just tell it just kind of flicked off of her hand and just wasn't quite set. Lamport, a very good shooter. We'll see if she can get going tonight for the Bulldogs. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Green is across midcourt with Yanner. Boy, she's been tough dribbling that ball. Finds Butler down low, who finishes. Butler on the back door, cut, and the nice pass there from Peyton Yanner makes it Green 10 and Delhi 9 with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. This is a good one so far, folks. Bulldogs with the ball, as expected, I should say. Sylvia Little with the basketball, 15 on the shot clock. Flings one over here for Libby Lamport. Into the corner now for Amanda Nealis. Pumps one inside for Baxter, and boy, she's tough down there. Baxter with the right-handed layup. Just imposing her will on that left low block. She's got 8 points now. And Delhi leads 11-10. 3:20 to go, first quarter. Green on the road trying to hang around against the Bulldogs. Two very good teams here tonight. Kennedy, right side for 3. A little too strong. Rebound is kept alive by the Trojans. Good job there by Paige Estabrook to tap it back out. Trojans keep it alive. Here's Estabrook. Lost her glasses there in the paint. Ball is on the floor. And, oh, that's a nice job by Delhi. They stole the ball back, and Nealis just held on to it and said, hey, her glasses are on the floor. I'm not moving. As a guy who wears glasses, I appreciate that. No worse feeling than when your glasses get knocked off your face and they go sliding across the floor, and that's all you can think about. Everything else in your life stops at that moment. 2:55 to go in this first quarter, and it's Delhi, the girls leading Green 11-10. 2:50 to go in this first quarter here tonight from Delaware Academy. And the Bulldogs have the ball. They go to Abby Leahy, who's into the ball game now. Leahy, far side for Nealis. 10 on the shot clock. Delhi's got to move. They go for Waken, left side. Tries to zip one back across for Little. Tapped out of bounds. With 4 on the shot clock here, Delhi will have the ball. They will inbound it in front of the Green bench, which is on the far side. 2:36 to go, first quarter. Delhi with an 11-10 lead. And Delhi's going to have to pretty much just get it in and look to get a shot off. They go to Little. Dribble drive, steps back for a long two, blocked by Peyton Yanner. Nice job. And Green comes away with the loose ball. 2:25 to go, first quarter. 1-point lead for Delhi, 11-10. Yanner splits two defenders. Jumper from the foul line. Won't go down. Rebound for Waken, and she's fouled by Butler from behind, who was fighting and jostling for that rebound. 2:20 to go, first quarter. 11-10 is our score. The Bulldogs on top of the Trojans here. We've got a good one so far. Both teams not afraid to go to the bench here. in the early going, which is nice to see. Natalie Vredenburg has come in, one of the sophomore guards here for the Bulldogs, giving Baxter a little breather. She's got 8 points. She's off to a great start now. A steal by Yanner. Pass was a little lazy there by the Bulldogs, and Yanner's going to try to make them pay. Yanner in transition, and it's a charge. Vredenburg fresh off the bench, plants her feet in the ground, and absorbs the contact there and takes the charge. And that had to be a split-second decision by Yanner because she could have slid that one over to Kennedy. She had the pass. She said, nope, I'm going for the layup. And Vredenburg was right there. And that got the crowd going. 2:05 to go first quarter. 11-10 the score still. Delhi leading Green. Girls MAC basketball tonight here on WCDO. We're going to have three straight nights of games. Tonight, tomorrow, and Friday with all sorts of basketball action. We'll talk more about that as Sylvia Little gets a shot, misses it, ball's loose on the floor, pinballing around. Vredenburg somehow saves it to Little. Pass to the interior, though, is stolen away by the Trojans. That looks like a cluster there, but then finally Green comes out of the scrum with the ball. They go to the interior for Butler. Butler steps back, realizes she's wide open, and buries the shot. Butler with 4 points, puts Green back on top, 12-11, with a minute 20 to go in the first quarter. Sylvia Little, right side of the floor, now goes back to Leahy. Bounce pass far side for Vredenburg. Skips one across the top of the zone. It just got there in time, and then Little tried to go down low for Wake and went through her legs and out of bounds. Pass was probably a little too quick. Gioffi's going to come back in. Little's going to get a breather. Todd Bruce doing a great job rotating those starters out, getting them a little breather here at the end of the quarter. Minute 13 to go, first quarter. 12-11 is our score. The Green girls on top of Delhi. And now one of the officials here is coming over talking to Coach Gorton. Not sure what that was about exactly. They were... Oh, I see. Oh, they're looking over at Paige Estabrook's parents about the glasses. Her glasses must have taken a big hit there, and they were just making sure that she was okay to play without the glasses. I like that, too. Respect on that. Minute to go here in the first quarter. Green for three. Far side. Out of bounds. No good. Shot there was from Lila Beifeld from that left wing side. Again, I appreciate that. That referee, my good friend John Cook down there, making sure that Estabrook could play without the glasses. I appreciate that. 55 seconds to go here. First quarter. 12-11 the score. Green girls on top by a point. And now a steal by Kennedy right at midcourt in front of the scorer's table. Kennedy across for Peyton Yanner. Layup drill, and she's got it. Yanner lays it up and in. And she's had a great first quarter. Gives Green a 14-11 lead with 35 seconds to go in this first quarter. What can Delhi do in this last little bit? They go to Waken for a long two. Left side corner buried it. Cadence Waken. And I think it partially got tipped, and it still went in. 14-13, Green on top of Delhi, 20 seconds to go first quarter. Yanner tries to split a double team, there's no call. Delhi with a steal, trying to do a layup drill of their own. Leahy with the right-handed layup, no good, she's fouled, and will head to the line. Yanner has either broken that double team and really opened things up, or they've been able to get a steal off of it. And right there, Leahy and Vredenburg were able to get the steal and take it in. And so Leahy was fouled on that layup attempt, couldn't get it to go, and will head to the line. And Leahy's first shot is good. One of the senior leaders on this Delhi girls soccer team this past fall did a very good job there, and this team had a lot of success, and now transitioning to basketball. Second shot is no good. See, broadcaster's curse. So we're tied at 14, 10 seconds to go, first quarter. Down the floor, Beidfeld puts it up and in. Good pass there from Yanner, 16-14. Delhi, can they get one last shot off? Feeding one into the corner. Vredenburg at the buzzer. No good. One quarter in the books. Green girls leading Delhi on the road. 16-14. We got a good one, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0277 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second quarter here in Delhi tonight. Our score, the Green Girls leading Delhi 16-14. Leading scorer is Julia Baxter for Delhi. She has 8 points. Pretty balanced on the other side. You have Kennedy, Butler, and Peyton Yonner all with 4 points apiece here for the Trojans. Green has the basketball going left to right to start the second quarter. Here is Peyton Yonner going back to Kennedy, right side, pump fakes on the baseline, kicks one back out. Yonner straight away, three, too strong. Rebound for Sylvia Little. And Delhi will walk it back up the floor. Little across midcourt to the right side of the floor. Now finds Amanda Nealis. Nealis back for Libby Lamport for three, rattled in and out. Rebound Gioffi, puts it up off the glass, hits it, and is fouled and is going to the line. Alyssa Gioffi, the junior, gets that one to go. Did a good job of getting position, ripping down that board and putting it back up, and was able to get the foul as well. Finishing after contact, not an easy thing to do. Well done there by Gioffi. And looking for the old-fashioned three-point play here at the line. Gioffi's shot is no good. Hit the rim twice. Wouldn't go down. Rebound for Green. Estabrook doing a good job to clean the glass there. So we're tied at 16 apiece. 7:20 to go in the second quarter. Green comes over midcourt going left to right. Here is Peyton Yonner. Dishes one for Kennedy. Pump fakes on a three. Takes it on the baseline. A little reverse layup and scores. There is Kennedy. Going to play Division II softball next year. That's the kind of athlete she is at Caldwell University down in New Jersey. She plays a ton of softball, folks. We'll talk more about that at halftime as well, I'm sure. Here is Neela. Steps in. Down low for Baxter. Good feed, and she finishes. Baxter now with 10. Excellent feed, and Baxter, all she had to do was drop it in. We're tied at 18. 6:45 to go in the second quarter. Chance of defense from the student section, which is always alive and well here in Delhi. Kennedy wants a three, right side. It's an air ball. There's the broadcaster's curse if I've ever seen one. Back down the floor, Delhi with the basketball going right to left. And they'll find Sylvia Little. She wants a deep NBA range three, rattles it in. And Sylvia's got 6 points on two threes, giving Delhi a 21-18 lead over Green with 6:15 to go in the second quarter. Green with the basketball. Here's Kennedy on the baseline. Kicks one back out. Yonner wants a three. Skims the front of the rim, left it well short. Jump ball on the rebound is going to give it back to the Bulldogs. 6:10 to go, second quarter. Delhi back in control here on their home floor at DA, 21-18. Green coming in 5-0 in the league, and Delhi coming in 5-1 in the league. Their lone loss was that early season setback on the road at Unitego. Green also 7-0 on the season, so they have not lost yet. Champions of the UV tournament as well. Down low for Sylvia Little. The turnaround shot won't go. Rebound for Gioffi. Back to Little in a tough spot there. Tries a little floater on the baseline. Gioffi gets the rebound again on the miss. And this time when Gioffi puts it up, we're going to have an over-the-back call on that rebound opportunity. I believe this is going to be on Baxter. Let's see. Team foul situation. One apiece here in the second quarter. That's the second on Baxter, so she's going to go to the bench, and Amanda Nealis back in. Actually, no, Vrendenberg is back in. With 5:45 to go, second quarter, 21-18 the score. Peyton Yonner dribbles through the double team this time, finds Emma Rice. Rice back to Yonner, straight away three. Not enough mustard on that one. Left it short, rebound for Libby Lamport. It was a long rebound. Bulldogs back in transition. They find Little on the baseline. Little up and under for Little is too short. And out of bounds, hit the bottom side of the rim and then caromed out of bounds. It's going to go back to Green with 5:25 to go in the second quarter. Bulldogs leading the Trojans 21-18. I'm Nate Lull here tonight on WCDO and WCDOSports.com. Glad to have you along. A little pass here from Yonner from the foul line as she looked to set up the offense. Gets intercepted by Nealis. Delhi back the other way through the hands of Libby Lamport and out of bounds, and she'll want that one back. With 5:10 to go in the second quarter. 21-18 our score. Delhi girls still on top here against Green. Student section is starting to get a little louder. Trying to help out the Bulldogs. And another pass off the hands there of Yonner. Peyton Yonner finding Abby Yonner, who's back in the game, off her hands, and it rolled out of bounds. It's going to go back to Delhi. So both teams trading some turnovers here in the early part of the second quarter. We got a good one, though, as this will be Delhi bringing it across the Bulldogs logo at midcourt. Here is Nealis, far side for Vredenburg, into the corner for Gioffi. A quick double team. She's able to work her way out of it. And they'll swirl it around to the left side of the floor for Sylvia Little. Skips across the top of the zone through the hands of Vredenburg. Out of bounds and back to Green. 4:40 to go, second quarter. Still a three-point lead for the Bulldogs over the Green Trojans, 21-18. Last shot made was that deep three ball by Sylvia Little from right in front of the Green bench. It was easily an NBA range three. Here's Emma Rice for a three of her own off the back of the rim. Rebound for Vredenburg, who has been pretty good off the bench here tonight for the Bulldogs. In transition, finds Nealis, takes it to the tin, no good. Rebound Gioffi in some trouble, so has to kick it out to Lamport for three. Rattles in and out, rebound Vredenburg. She can't get it to go. And we're going to have a foul on the rebound opportunity underneath on Delhi. Who's this going to be on? It's going to be on Gioffi as she was fighting for position. Her second, it looks like, and the team's second. Team foul situation in the second quarter. Two for Delhi, one for Green. 4:10 to go, second quarter. 21-18 the score. Delhi girls leading the Green Trojans. Things have chilled out here, I would say, over the last minute or two. Both teams trying to find their way. Kennedy throws one to the interior, intercepted by Sylvia Little. And here is Little in transition. The floater is good for Sylvia. She has 8 points. Makes it 23-18. Took it coast to coast. Well done there by Sylvie. 3:45 to go in the second quarter. Green needs a bucket here on this possession. Shot there by Beitfeld is tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay with Green. It was headed out of bounds. Delhi saved it. They threw it off the back of the backboard. Out of bounds. It's going to go to Green. Kennedy will be doing the inbounding duties. Esterbrook's going to come back in for the Trojans. 3:35 to go, second quarter. Kennedy to the right side of the bucket. It's going to work one into Esterbrook. Back to Kennedy in the corner. Baseline drive. Pulls up. Left it short. Rebound for Sylvia Little. Little in transition. Splits a double team down low. Pass for Abby Leahy is good. Wow, what a move and what a pass there from Sylvia Little. And Leahy with the good finish. Delhi leads 25-18 with 3:15 to go in the second quarter. Now tipped out of bounds by Sylvia Little. A lot of fans locally call her the Swiss Army knife because she can do everything. She can do it all. All in one package. 3:15 to go in the second. Delhi trying to create some space here. Green could really use a bucket on this possession late in the second quarter. Step through for the Trojans. Pull up jumper for Peyton Yonner. No good. Rebound loose on the floor. We're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with Green. As we hit 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Stay tuned. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. Kennedy on the baseline looking to get it in, and she does. Finds Esterbrook. Now they'll work it back out. 10 on the shot clock. Let's see how aware they are. Rice with the ball. She does glance up. Knows she's got to move. Yonner steps in for a long two. No good. Rebound Gioffi. Seems like Delhi is just wearing Green down a little bit right now. Delhi with the ball off the rebound in transition. Vredenburg back to Nealis. Looking for options. Dribble drive to the foul line. Kicks it out right side. Now they go to the interior for Gioffi. And it's knocked away there by Kennedy. She's so good in transition. Here she comes. Liv steps through and is fouled. Couldn't get the shot to go. Nealis was chasing her down in transition. Whistled for the foul, and Liv Kennedy will head to the line. The New York State Class C Softball Player of the Year last year, Olivia Kennedy, had the honor of going over to her signing day a couple of weeks ago. And just a great kid, great family. Nice to see her and all her hard work pay off. going to play college softball next year down in New Jersey. And she's just a great athlete, all-state in field hockey as well this year, and off to a great start in basketball as well. So Kennedy at the line, first shot is no good. Hit the rim three times and then rattled out. Second shot coming, 2.5 to go, second quarter. Bulldogs leading the Trojans 25-18. Second shot coming here for Kennedy, trying to break the schneid, and she gets it. Kennedy now with 7 points. It's a team high for GCS. 25-19. Trojans looking for a stop here to keep it close. Nealis goes far side for Abby Leahy. Kicks it back to Nealis. Top of the key, little stutter step. Gets tied up. Possession arrow will keep it with Delhi. Green doing a good job on defense there. Just tying that ball up, not allowing Delhi to get some penetration. Looks like Wakin's going to check back in here for Delhi at the next whistle. So Delaware Academy gets it in. Here is Little, 10 on the shot clock, finds Nealis, far side for three, in and out. And a rebound for Green. Went through the hands there of Little, she couldn't hold on to it. Here's Yonner across midcourt. Yonner finds Kennedy, bounce pass down low, is intercepted. Delhi read that well. You can tell that they have been very prepared for what Green likes to do on that offensive set. And they've picked it off a couple of different times. Shot here from Leahy is no good. Rebound for Estabrook and an outlet pass to Peyton Yonner. Buck 40 to go, second quarter. Here's a three for Rice for Green, too strong. And a rebound for Little. Delhi leading the Green girls 25-19. A long home run pass ahead here from Brendan Berg, trying to save it from going out of bounds. She does, but it goes right back to Yonner. So Yonner back down the floor here for Green. Gets it from Kennedy. Far side. Kennedy finds Cassie Butler. Butler takes it inside, and she's fouled. Let's see who this one's on. This will be the fourth team foul on Delhi with a minute 17 to go, second quarter. Foul is going to be on Vrendenberg, her first. So a minute 17 to go, second quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Glad to have you along here tonight. Made the trip over to Delhi. Hadn't been over here since their tip-off tournament, so wanted to make sure I got back. Butler at the line, good. Good way for Green to chip back away at this deficit. 5 points now for Butler. Makes it 25-20. Second one coming. Speaking of soccer players, another good one, Cassie Butler, for the Green Trojans. They had a pretty good year this year. Butler misses the second shot. Rebound is a jump ball. Arrow is going to keep it with Green. Boy, if you're a Green fan right now, if you could get a bucket, try to trim this down to three or maybe two. I mean, even five is not bad right now, but if you could get it to a one-possession game going into the break, I think you got to feel pretty good on the road here at Delhi. Here's Kennedy. Steps back for three. Hits it. Kennedy for three. Nails it. She's got 10. Ty Bruce wanted a moving screen. He's not going to get it. Here's Little in transition. That one's too strong. Too much hot sauce. Minute to go. Second quarter. 25-23 the score. Delhi girls on top of Green here at Delaware Academy. Kennedy for Butler. Swings it around for Emma Rice. Looking for options. Rice, dribble drive. Wants to pull one back out. Finds Estabrook. Now to Yonner. Yonner splits two defenders. Takes it to the rim. Oh, it rolled out. That would have been the tying bucket right there late in the second quarter. And it rimmed out. 35 seconds to go here before the halftime break. Delhi with the ball now in a two-point lead. 25-23. Bulldogs with the basketball. They'll go far side for Libby Lamport into the corner, coming up on 10 in the shot clock. They'll swing it all the way around the top of the arc to the left side now for Vrendenberg. 5 on the shot clock. They go to the interior, stolen. 15 seconds left. Green can play for the last shot. Coach Gorton said to keep an eye on the clock. Here is Yonner, far side. Butler for three, too strong. Rebound with 5 seconds left for Delhi. Here's Leahy. Leahy for three, no good. That'll do it. Halftime score, Delhi 25, Green 23. This one living up to the hype here tonight. Green coming in undefeated. Delhi having a great season as well. And at the halftime break, again, Delhi 25, Green 23. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito.
teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And hey, welcome back, everybody. At the half here in Delhi, the Delhi girls leading. They have a slim lead over Green, 25-23. This game is living up to the hype. It was 16-14 Green at the end of the first quarter, now 25-23 Delhi at the half. I want to welcome everybody into the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Morabito has been serving the community since 1927. At Morabito, our people make energy different. And you definitely want to keep all the fuel company numbers handy right now, but especially Morabito with all this cold. It's been wicked cold this week, and of course we got some more coming this weekend. And was talking to Jim earlier today at the station, and we might be getting some snow Sunday into Monday, so you know, we'll see what happens with the local sports schedule maybe early next week. But winter is here. The last few days have really felt like winter. I feel like for the most part we've been pretty spoiled before that. You know, I know everybody wants to get out on their snowmobiles and go skiing and stuff. I was okay without that snow. So if it shows up next week, I guess I was able to survive a little bit without it this year. So let's do our scoring summary. First for Delhi, Julia Baxter with 10 points. Sylvia Little with 8. Abby Leahy with 3. And then 2 apiece for Cadence Wakin and Alyssa Gioffi. That's the scoring for Delhi. On the other side for Green, 10 for Olivia Kennedy. 5 for Cassie Butler, 4 for Peyton Yonner, and 2 apiece for Abby Yonner and Lila Byfield. So again, back and forth game. It's been a game of runs so far. It's been pretty impressive. Delhi jumped out early. Green came back and did some nice things. It was an early 5-0 run for Delhi. Then Green went on an 8-0 run. Delhi was able to take the lead for a while, kind of bounced their way back in. And then Green went on another run, and then late in the half, it was kind of the Sylvia Little show. She hit a deep three, had that runner in the paint, hit that, a couple of nice passes to set up teammates for layups. It looked like at that point, if Delhi had hit the gas, they might have been able to create a little bit more of a gap, but kudos to Green. They came down, Liv Kennedy hit that deep three in the corner. That was really big to cut it back from 5 to get it back to 2. She hit that in the corner off an inbounds play. I thought that was a really, really key bucket. And that's where those players like a Liv Kennedy and like a Sylvia Little are just worth their weight in gold here in the MAC, because you get down 5, you get down 6 or something like that, one or two shots from them can get you back in the game. So that was really great. And again, Kennedy with 8 so far for Green, Little with, Kennedy with 10 for Green, Sylvia Little with 8 on the other side for Delhi. Looking around the league tonight, some games were canceled, but a lot of the MAC games are still on. Here are the MAC girls games going on tonight. Sydney's at UV, Bainbridge-Guilford's at Afton, Deposit Hancock is at Oxford, Harpersville is at Walton. Of course, we have Green here at Delhi. So for all you MAC fans, those are the big games going on tonight. The only MAC boys game happening tonight is the Walton boys at Unitego. Everything else is either Tri-Valley, looks like another big Tri-Valley night, or the Norwich girls are down at Shenango Valley. A lot of the Delaware League games got canceled tonight. I mean, it has been very, very tough the last couple of weeks. Literally about noon every day, I contact all the athletic directors and the coaches of teams that are going to have games that night, and I say, are you still on? Most of the time, they're like, yep, we're still on, but there's been a lot of times where 2, 3, 4 in the afternoon, I'm getting a call back saying, nope, we had something happen. We got to cancel tonight. So it's kind of the world we're living in. You never know exactly what's going to happen, and so we just try to do our best and get you the games that we can. Again, our halftime score, 25-23, Delhi girls on top of Green. It's our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Morabito has been serving the local communities since 1927. We'll take a break and be right back. I'm Nate Lowell here on WCDL.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
So, Dad, you're an electrician.
Yeah.
Tell me this. What happens if a winter storm knocks out the power and you don't have a generator?
Well, you won't have any lights, or TV, or heat, or water.
Correct. And what happens if you don't have heat for a long time?
Carly, what are you getting at?
Please answer the question.
Well, your pipes will probably freeze, and if that happens, you've got a big mess.
Exactly. So wouldn't it stand to reason that everyone should get a generator?
You know, Carly, you're a pretty smart kid. Don't tell Mom, but I think you take after me.
Take it from Carly at JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge. Getting a generator for your home or business now will save you from big headaches later. JM Electrical Contracting sells, services, and repairs top-of-the-line Generac generators. So get peace of mind this winter season from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge. Call Josh Missler at 895-7584. That's 895-PLUG. Or visit jmelectricalcontracting.com.
And tell him Carly sent you.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your car, it's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. Both teams back out onto the floor as we get you set for the start of the third quarter here. Our score, Delhi 25, Green 23. Live from Delaware Academy tonight, I'm Nate Lowe. Big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back on our Sydney Main Street studios at the WCDO studios. We'll get you set for the start of the second half here. This MAC girls basketball battle. Green coming in undefeated, 5-0 in the league, 7-0 overall. Delhi comes in with only one league loss. That was to Unitigo in the opener on the road. So Delhi with the ball now going left to right on your radio dial to start things off. They're in the white with the maroon and black trim. Tipped out of bounds, going to stay with the Bulldogs. Green in the green uniforms tonight, the white trim. Don't have to be very creative with your colors in green. So Delhi will look to get the ball in, and they do in front of their own bench. Here is Nealis with a runner in the paint. Won't go down. Both teams scrambling for that rebound. We'll have a jump ball. Is going to give it back to the Trojans. Green doing a great job of hanging tough in the first half. On the road, never an easy place. And that's a long trip. Green to Delhi is one of the longest trips in the league. And you know whoever the road team is when these schools meet up, you know they dread it. And so Green doing a good job in that first half. Now a steal by Sylvia Little. She wants to take it coast to coast, and she's fouled by Liv Kennedy. And good sportsmanship there as they help each other up as they went sprawling down onto the floor behind the basket. And so Sylvia will head to the line here. Two fierce competitors in this league, Liv Kennedy and Sylvia Little. So Sylvia with 8 points so far, steps in. First shot is no good. Rolled off the front of the rim to the left side and then out. Second shot coming. Be seeing the Delhi boys later this week. They're playing in a tournament up at Herkimer. Want to go up and watch that later on as Sylvia goes 0-for-2 at the line. And now a steal on the rebound. Here comes Liv Kennedy. Kennedy, left side of the floor, steps through. Right-handed layup is good. I don't know how she got that to go. That was a tough angle. Kennedy's now got 12, makes it 25-all with 7:15 to go in the third quarter. I'll tell you more about the Delhi boys in just a minute as they play this weekend up against West Canada Valley, a very good Section 3 team. D.A. with the basketball going left to right. Left side of the floor. They pump it to the interior. Now back out for Libby Lamport. Three ball. Hit the side of the rim. Wouldn't go. And Green with a rebound. underneath. Rebound ripped down there by Abby Yonner. Back across midcourt finds Kennedy. Kennedy with a bounce pass to Cassie Butler. Butler for Yonner. Now back to Emma Rice. Good passing here by the Trojans. Little up and under. We'll have a foul on Delhi. Bulldog fans not pleased with the call. It's going to be on Baxter. I think that's her third with 6:40 to go in the third. Yeah, that's her third. What's Coach Bruce going to do here? He's going to go to the bench and bring in Vidya Samadrala. So Samadrala will come in her first action of the night. And so he will rely on some of his deep bench here to get them through this little rough patch. 6:40 to go, third quarter, tied up to 25. Here's Butler on the line for Green. First shot, no good. And I think foul shooting is going to be big down the stretch here with these two teams if it stays this close. And so far, I'd say foul shooting has really been questionable. It's been iffy. And second shot is good here from Butler. So Cassie Butler has 6 points. And that gives Green a 26-25 lead. Here is Lamport. Finds Sylvia Little. Right side of the floor. They'll look to work it back left side. Lamport. Baseline drive here. Steps through. Finds Samadrala. Rolls off the back of the rim. Gioffi with a rebound. Has to step her way out. And it's partially blocked there by Butler. She wanted to pass it back out. Then Gioffi went up for the shot. And it was blocked by Butler. In transition, Kennedy dribbled it off her leg. A steal here by Delhi, and a timeout taken by Coach Bruce. He said, all right, we got to get things organized here. 6:10 to go in the third. Green leads 26-25. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And out of the timeout, 6:10 to go, third quarter. Nate Law with you tonight live in Delhi. We got a good one. 26-25 the score. Green girls leading by a point over Delhi on the road. Libby Lamport will be doing the inbounding duties. And finds Amanda Nealis, and here we go. Nealis with the basketball, finds Lamport, far side, Sylvia Little. Now to Gioffi. Back up top for Lamport. Straight away three. She's got to get one to go, and this one's not the one. Rebound for Green. Emma Rice, probably the shortest player on the court, came up with that rebound. Ahead now for Peyton Yonner. Down low, shot won't go. Rebound for Abby Yonner. And she lost control of it, but we'll have a foul with 5:45 to go in the third. Who's this foul going to be on? Fans don't like it. It's going to be on Samudrala, her first, team second. Team foul situation so far, third quarter, Delhi with two, Green with one. 5:45 to go in the third. Delhi trailing by a point, 26-25. It's been a slow start to the second half, and that'll continue here at the line as Abby Yonner misses her first shot. Second one coming. So it's been low scoring here so far in the first 2 minutes of this third quarter. Yonner at the line. Second one rattles out. Rebound, though, for Peyton Yonner. Had it stripped away, though, by Delhi. Nealis came out of the scrum with that basketball. Nealis gets to midcourt. Bounce pass for Sylvia. Splits a double team. Down low. Shot won't go. Rebound for Abby Yonner. Outlet pass to Peyton. 5:25 to go in the third. Chance of defense from the student section. And now we'll have a traveling violation as Liv Kennedy tried to curl off a screen there and get a kind of a football handoff there from Peyton Yonner. And they called her for shuffling her feet. So we come up on 5:20 to go here in the third. 26-25 is our score. Green girls leading Delhi by a point. Delhi has not scored so far in the second half early in this third quarter. They go to Sylvia Little. Pump fakes at the left elbow. Dribbles down low in front of her own bench, and now we'll have a foul on Green. Foul's going to be on Emma Rice. It'll be the second team foul on the Trojans. Believe it's going to be, yes, the first on Rice. Delhi will look to get the ball in. They go to Lamport straight away. Back across for Nealis. Pull-up jumper is good for Amanda Nealis. They really needed that one. Delhi retakes the lead 27-26 with 4:55 to go in the third. Here's Yonner across midcourt. Delhi fans want a little push-off by Yonner. They won't get it. It's blocked, though, by Sylvia Little as Yonner goes in for the right-handed layup. Back down the floor, left to right. Right wing side for Sylvia Little. Stops, thought about popping, but instead goes to Lamport, who steps back for three. Can't get it to go down. Rebound here for Delhi. Back to Lamport. Into the land of the trees. Tries to dish one through. It looks like Lamport might have got popped there as she came through. Appears to be okay with 4.5 to go here in the third. It is going to come out, and Brendenburg's going to go off the bench and into the ball game as Lamport's going to get a breather. Lamport just struggling to get going, shooting the basketball here. Delhi remains in control of the ball here. They go to Nealis on the right side of the floor. Nealis splits two defenders, finds Little. They try to pass one down low for Gioffi. Too tall for her, out of bounds. Ball's going to go back to the Green Trojans with Delhi leading 27-26. It's been a slow-moving third quarter here in terms of at least a score on the scoreboard. Over the midcourt timeline now, Yonner's going to throw one away. Coach Bruce and Coach Gorton are both just shaking their heads, kind of saying, what happened to our teams here in the locker room? Somebody's got to try to make a bucket and get things started up again here. With 4:10 to go in the third, 27-26 is our score. Delhi girls on top of Green. Now to the high post. Here is Sylvia Little. Takes it down low. A lot of contact there. No call. And a rebound for the Trojans. And Abby Yonner. Yonner back down, finds Emma Rice, goes to Cassie Butler. Green being patient, they go Liv Kennedy far side. Baseline drive for Kennedy, stuck underneath, bounced off the hands there. She tried to dish it to Abby Yonner, and Delhi with a rebound. I should say a steal. Back to Waken. She pulls up for a jumper from the foul line, and it won't go down, and a rebound for Kennedy. Kennedy quickly in transition, wants to take on Little herself, and it was partially blocked. Now we're going to have a whistle in the backcourt. And, yeah, we have Abby Yonner, I believe, got hit in the face. Maybe has a bloody nose. So they're going over to take care of that, make sure that everything is okay on the floor. So they kind of blew that play dead. Delhi's going to get the ball back with 3.5 to go in the third. It's 27-26. Delhi leading a very low-scoring third quarter here. Looks like they do have some assistance coming over for Abby Yonner. I think this is the second or third time we've seen a bloody nose this season. Tough situation to be in, especially with these masks right now. You know, you can't, for the officials, they can't really tell what's going on right away because of the mask, and then you're trying to get something to stop the bleeding, etc. So she's in good hands over there. They got two or three trainers, it looks like, hustling over, trying to get her some gauze and some ice. You just hope that she doesn't have anything broken, anything like that. Sylvia Little knows best. I think Sylvia's broken her nose a bunch. I know at the end of the season she's going to get some surgery because she's had that many broken noses over the years. So we're going to step away, I think, let's step away for 30 seconds here. I don't want to send it too quick because I'm afraid they're just going to pump right back into play here. Yeah, we're going to take a break. 30 seconds. 3.5 to go in the third. 27-26, our score. Delhi on top of Green. We'll be right back on CDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, welcome back. 3.5 to go in the third. Live from Delhi here tonight. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Yonner's in good hands over there, and it looks like we're going to get back underway. They've cleaned up everything that needed to be cleaned up here. Zebra Crew says we're ready to go. And we are back underway. John Cook, our official tonight, along with Mr. Leshansky. Good to see him back out there. 3:20 to go here in the third. Delhi with the basketball. Far side, Vredenburg. Got her feet behind the line, but can't hit the shot. Out of bounds, going to go back to the Green Trojans. So 3:15 to go in the third. Still not many points. It was 25-23 at the half. It's now 27-26. The defense is kicked in. Left side, Butler for three. Too short. Rebound for Little underneath. Sylvia in transition. Now in the backcourt, comes across the Bulldog logo at midcourt. Little floats one here for Leahy. To the high post, finds Cadence Wakin. Inside for Vredenburg. Pull-up jumper, won't go down. Hit the rim twice, rolled off. Going to go back to Green. Knocked out of bounds on that rebound opportunity. And back to the Trojans it goes. And so Yonner will walk it up the floor with 2:40 to go here in the third. Yonner, a backdoor cut, finds Liv Kennedy, and she traveled. Kennedy came to a screeching halt and shuffled her feet. And so the woes continue. What's interesting is it's for both teams. It's not like just one team has gone cold here. 2.5 to go, third quarter, 27-26 our score. Delhi with the basketball. Here is Sylvia Little as they go left to right. She's on the left wing. Backdoor pass here is off the hands of Abby Leahy, and another steal for Green. And in transition, here is Yonner across midcourt. Yonner looking to hand one for Kennedy. Kennedy into the paint, dishes one for Estabrook down low, finding Kennedy again, and she's fouled. This will be the third team foul on Delhi. 2:08 to go in this third quarter. Going to be a foul. See who they get it on here. Kennedy comes off hobbling there. Hope that she's all right. Looks like maybe a left ankle she's taking a look at. So we'll hope that she's okay as she kind of went down in a scrum there. Appears to be all right. She's kind of walking it off. Foul there was on Leahy for Delhi. So Green gets it in. They go to Cassie Butler, now to Emma Rice. Now to Yonner at the top of the key. Flips one to the far side. They go to the high post for Estabrook. Takes it down low, hits the shot, count it. And she's fouled for Paige Estabrook. Estabrook hits that shot, giving Green a 28-27 lead with 1:57 to go in the third. Huge play there for the Trojans. Kennedy trying to walk it off over on the sideline. Looks to be okay, I'd say. And I think she's going to come back in. She's a gamer. Looks like just stretching it out a little bit. Here's Estabrook at the line. Buries it. That's how you do it, Paige Estabrook. So she's got 3 points, and Green takes a two-point lead, 29-27, with 1:50 to go in the third quarter. Vredenburg finds Leahy, who tries a three ball in the corner, hit the side of the backboard out of bounds, and is going to go back to the Green Trojans. Delhi can just not find their mojo at the moment. Coach Bruce trying to cook something up here to get his Bulldogs back into this ball game. Three ball here for the Trojans. Yes, from downtown. Right side, Lila Beitfeld. Now with 5 points. Makes it 32-27. Huge three there for the Green Trojans. Come up on a 1:20 to go here in the third. Delhi with the ball at midcourt. Lost it out of bounds. Going to go back to Green. And they're starting to get some momentum. Boy, if the Trojans could score here late in this third quarter, pop this lead up a little bit, that would be something here on the road. Trojans with the basketball. Chance of defense from the student section. Here's Peyton Yonner. Left side is Green. Goes right to left. Dribbles all the way back up to midcourt. Now stolen away. Here by Sylvia Little. 2-on-1 if she can hurry. Sylvie takes it all the way herself and lays it in. And she's got 10 points. Cuts it back to a 3-point lead. Green 32. Delhi 29 with 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Another steal by Delhi. Mondor, who's off the bench, was able to steal it and gets it ahead now for Sylvia Little. A double team. Dishes one now for Mondor in the corner. Back up top for Abby Leahy. Tries to go down low, intercepted. Cassie Butler read the eyes there of Abby Leahy and said no on the interior pass. 30 seconds to go in the third. Green with the basketball. Here's Butler, comes off a screen. Flips one far side. Beifeld for three, left it short. Hit the front of the rim. Rebound Delhi with 20 seconds left. Third quarter, they trail by a triple. Here is Sylvia Little. Pump fakes on a three. Doesn't pull the trigger. Takes it baseline. Now tries to dish one out, and they'll say she stepped out of bounds. With 10 seconds to go here in the third. Our score, Green 32, Delhi 29. Trojans with the basketball. Green. Oh, wow. Now they're going to call a foul on a Green. Coach Bruce went over and argued that, and he said that should be a blocking foul. One referee signaled one thing. The other said that the other was out of bounds, and so they have changed this call here. And Delhi is going to have the ball on the baseline now with 10 seconds left. Coach Gorton's beside himself. And they'll get it into Vredenburg. Now back to Little for three. Oh, it's off the front of the rim. Mondor chases it down. Slaps one to Leahy for three. Got it. Abby Leahy with 6 points. Buries it at the buzzer. And that ties this game up at 32 apiece as we head for the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned. We got an exciting 8 minutes to finish this one off coming up on CDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. The Delhi and Green girls are tied 32-32 as we hit the fourth quarter here tonight at Delaware Academy. Abby Leahy buries a big three ball to knot it up at the buzzer for DA. That was huge. And you go back to that call, it could have been Green ball. Then they're up three. You know, you're not worried about it as much. Instead, the call gets overturned, comes back here, and Sylvia Little misses a three. It bounces out to Leahy, who just had to chuck it up. She had no other choice because of the clock, and she buries it. A prayer was answered there. So over on the Green bench, still looking at Abby Yonner. They're working on that bloody nose, trying to get her back into this ball game. So here we go. 8 minutes to decide this one. 32-32 is our score. Green comes in undefeated. Delhi with only one league loss. This has lived up to the billing. Who's going to be the hero tonight? Delhi with the basketball. Vredenburg into the corner now as Delhi goes left to right. Shot clock coming up on 10. Here's Leahy with a jumper. Hits it from the left elbow. She says, Nate, that wasn't luck, that last shot. I can hit these. And Delhi now leads 34-32. 7.5 to go in the fourth. Green goes inside to Estabrook, and she has her pocket picked by guess who? Abby Leahy. Back down the floor. Here is Waken. Wants to take it to the rim, and she's fouled. And Delhi has come to life here, leading by two, 34-32. Cadence Waken heads to the charity stripe with 7:20 to go in the fourth. And so Waken will step in. She has 2 points tonight, looking to add to it here early in the fourth quarter. Waken's first shot from the line is no good. Second one coming. No matter how this game ends up, stay tuned for our post-game show after this. We'll wrap things up and have our post-game awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. Waken's second shot at the line is good. Take anything you can get right now. Waken's got three. And it's a three-point lead for the Bulldogs. 35-32 over Green with 7:15 to go in the fourth. Olivia Kennedy is back in the ball game off that hurt ankle. Tries to bust one up there, and it was blocked by Sylvia Little. Little on that left side, pump fakes on a three, steps in, now steps back out. Goes to the interior for Wakin, threw her hands out of bounds and back to the Trojans. Appears that Kennedy's okay. I don't see too much of a limp. I don't think it's her normal run, but you know Liv, she's going to try to muscle her way through this. 6:50 to go, fourth quarter, 35-32 the score. Delhi girls on top of Green, early fourth quarter. Here is Butler, wants a three, dials it up for Green, off the back of the rim. Rebound Estabrook, lost it out of bounds, and it's going to go back to the Delhi Bulldogs. 6:40 to go here, fourth quarter. Should be an exciting finish here tonight at Delaware Academy. Fans are getting into it. Thanks for joining us. We'll have girls basketball on the radio tomorrow, and then a Sydney boys game on Friday. We'll have Franklin girls tomorrow. It's a 5:30 tip, and then Sydney boys on Friday, a 7:15 tip. Delhi with the ball. We'll have a jump ball as they pass to the interior, and the arrow is going to give it back to Green. If you want our full schedule for upcoming games, you can see that right at WCDOsports.com. Again, courtesy of SFCU. Here is Peyton Yonner with the basketball. Feeds one to Estabrook at the foul line. And a pass down low for Beitfeld, and she is fouled and will head to the line. 6:18 to go, fourth quarter. So the fouls reset, so now each team has one apiece as we start this fourth quarter. Foul there was on Eleanor Wagner, who's seeing her first action tonight for Delaware Academy. Green shuffling it around. They go to Butler far side. Kennedy for three, in and out. Rebound, though, right there for Breitfeld, and she puts it up and in. She's got 7 points. Cuts it back to a one-point game, 35-34. Delhi ahead by a point as we hit 5:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Far side of the floor now. Delhi tries to go to the high post, taken away here. Estabrook, outlet pass for Kennedy. Kennedy cuts back, blocked again here by the Swiss Army knife, Sylvia Little. Green keeps control of it. A three ball there for the Trojans won't go from Beitfeld. Back down the floor. Here's Leahy in transition. Off the glass and in for Abby Leahy, and she's got 10 points. So Baxter, Leahy, and Little all with 10 points apiece. And Delhi pumps that lead back up to 37-34. Butler in transition. Feeds one up top to Yonner. Now for Kennedy. Kennedy steps back for a long two, and she's fouled by Wakin in the far side corner. I think if you're Liv Kennedy, you got to keep going to the hoop. You've been fouled a couple of times, and you've been blocked a couple of times. You got to gamble and hope that you can get to the line. Delhi's going back to the starting lineup now. What an effort off the bench from Abby Leahy, the senior with 10 points, doing a great job out there. Delhi leads 37-34, 5:20 to go, fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for listening here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Hopefully you're staying home, staying warm, and staying cozy listening to high school hoops here tonight. Kennedy cannot get the first shot to go for the Trojans. Second one coming here for Kennedy, trying to keep this a two-point ball game, trying to cut it back to a two-point ball game. Kennedy's second shot is good. Got it to rattle in. Kennedy now with a team-high 13 points, and it's a game-high 13 points for the Trojans. Coming up on 5 minutes to go, here is Lamport. Back off the bench here after getting whacked in the face. It's been a physical second half. Ball tied up, and possession arrow is going to keep it with Delhi. Love the hustle by both these teams. Getting on the floor, getting after those loose balls, diving for it. You love to see it. So Sylvia Little will be doing the inbounding duties here to the left side of the hoop. Looks to get it in and does to Baxter, and she's fouled. So Baxter's going to go to the line. Foul is going to be on, guess who, our good friend Abby Yonner back in the game after taking that shot to the face and had a bloody nose, but they've got it all buttoned up, and she's back in. With 5:05 to go in the fourth quarter, Delhi leading 37-35 over Green. Great game so far. Sylvia on the baseline will zip one into Lamport. Goes far side now for Nealis. Tries to go back out to Lamport. Was stolen away by Kennedy. Kennedy coast to coast. The layup is good. Kennedy now with 15. And we are tied at 37 apiece. With 4:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Nice steal there by Liv Kennedy, and she was able to finish. The only time she hasn't been able to finish tonight is if Sylvia Little was in her way. And that makes sense. So Delhi with the basketball. They will work one here to the interior for Baxter at the right low block, muscles it up and in. Great shot there by Julia Baxter, and she's got a team best 12 points. Coming up on 4:15 to go here, fourth quarter. It's 39-37. Kennedy steps back for a long two. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound for Abby Yonner. Couldn't get it to go, but she is fouled and will head to the line. Good job by Yonner. Missed the layup, but will have a chance to shoot two here. So Yonner will step in. This is going to be an exciting finish down the stretch. Yonner steps in. First shot, good. Shooter's roll there, hit the rim about four times. Abby Yonner with 3 points now, looking for her second shot at the line here to tie this game up. It's good. So Abby Yonner now with four, Peyton Yonner with four. We're tied up at 39 apiece with 4:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. Here is Lamport for Delhi. Bounce pass to Baxter. Baxter back to Lamport. Pass was tipped. Delhi is able to track it down near the midcourt timeline. A foul going to be on Green here on Liv Kennedy. Here's our team foul situation. Delhi with three. Now Green with three. Going to be the second personal foul on Kennedy, so she's not in any trouble. 3:58 to go here in the fourth. Kennedy doing everything she can to get in those passing lanes. Delhi working it around. They get it to the high post. They find Sylvia Little. Rolls off the front of the rim. She couldn't get it to go. Out of bounds. They're going to call a foul, I believe, here on Green. Boy, Sylv did everything but finish there. Just kind of hung up on the front of the rim and then came off. Going to be the fourth team foul on Green and the fourth personal foul on Abby Yonner. Timeout's going to be taken here by Delhi. 3:47 to go, fourth quarter. Tied at 39 apiece. Don't turn that dial, folks. We'll be back on CDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. 3:47 to go, fourth quarter. Nate Law with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Our score, 39-39, Delhi and Green here tonight, live from Delaware Academy in Delhi. 3:47 to go, fourth quarter. Out of the timeout, Delhi with the ball. They go to Sylvia Little for three. Got it. Coach Bruce dialing up a beautiful play there. Sylvia curled off a screen and buried it. She's got 13. Delhi leads 42-30 now. Now a steal by Sylvia Little. The pass ahead for Libby Lamport. Right-handed layup is good. And Lamport, her first bucket of the night. And just like that, Delhi leads 44-39 with 3:20 to go in the fourth. Kennedy into the corner now, out of a double team. Back over to Emma Rice. Now for Butler. Steps back for three. Partially blocked. Ball is loose. Somehow Green comes away with it. Little went down hard on the floor but bounces back up. Here's Yonner for three. Peyton Yonner too strong. Kennedy a rebound. Kicks one back out. Ball was tipped and taken away by Delhi. Can the Bulldogs pull away here? That timeout by Coach Bruce might have been the best decision he made all night. 2:50 to go in the fourth. Here is Lamport. Looking for options. Delhi is in no hurry right now, leading 44-39. And here is Lamport with 10 on the shot clock, looking for something to do. Goes to the high post for Sylvia Little. Little dribbles on the baseline, stays in. Little up and under, gets a second chance at it. No good. Butler rips down the rebound. Green's got to go now with 2:25 to go. They still have time, but you're teetering when you're down by five. Here is Kennedy, right side corner, on the baseline, pulls up, blocked there by Sylvia Little. Rebound for Abby Yonner. Ball is still loose and scooped up by Libby Lamport. And an outlet pass for D.A. I'll be very interested to see how many blocks Sylvia Little has tonight. She has been outstanding around the rim, protecting. 2 minutes to go. Delhi with the basketball. They go to Little on the interior. Back out for Baxter. 15 on the shot clock. Far side for Lamport in front of the Delhi bench. Now to the high post for Baxter. Takes her time. 5 on the shot clock. She's going to have to move. Down low with the right low block. Zips one over for Gioffi. Right at the buzzer. Off the mark. Rebound for Green. Minute 40 to go. Delhi girls leading 44-39 over the Green Trojans here tonight at Delaware Academy. And now a timeout taken by the Green Trojans and head coach Dave Gorton. We'll step away and be right back here on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
1:34 to go. Delhi girls on their home floor trying to hand the Green girls their first loss of the season. Green comes in 7-0. Delhi comes in at 7-2. And they have one league loss between these two teams so far. Delhi lost to Unitigo on the road to start the season in a very good game. Green has yet to play Unitigo. Out of the timeout, Green with the basketball. They go to Yonner. Now into the corner for Kennedy. Had to get out of a double team. Feeds one down low for Abby Yonner. Back out for Kennedy. Picked up her dribble in a tough spot. Needs some help here. Kennedy tries to toss one back up top, and it's ripped away here by Delhi with a minute 20 to go. Coach Gorton wants that one back. Delhi leading 44-39. Trying to hang on for a win here at home. And now a traveling violation on Abby Leahy. Off the bench, came over and was trying to hand one right into the breadbasket there of Sylvia Little and slid her foot. So Green is still alive. You're down 44-39 with a minute 10 to go here on the road. Need a bucket on this possession if you're the Green Trojans. So here is Yonner. Tries to pass one to the interior. It was a good idea. Looking for Kennedy on the back door. Rolled out of bounds, though. Just couldn't connect. And now Delhi's going to get it back. And they're going to kick off some sweet time here, just walking it up the floor. Kennedy comes up to attack now right at midcourt. And to the far side they go to Sylvia Little. Green's going to try to play for the steal here. Little takes it inside, and she's fouled with 50 seconds to go. And Sylvia Little will head to the line. And so Little will step in. And if she could hit these, this would go a long way to putting some icing on the cake. And shot is no good here for Sylvia Little. And second one coming here for Sylvia. 49 seconds left. And second one is good. And she's able to get that. So a timeout is taken. 45-39 the score. Delhi on top of Green. We'll take a break. We'll be right back for the exciting conclusion on CDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
50 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Delhi girls on top of Green, 45-39. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. Really appreciate you listening in and supporting local high school sports here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. That stream tonight is courtesy of SFCU. Also want to give out a shout-out to Sportsfield Specialties and the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, two very good sponsors for us over here in the Delhi area, supporting all sports in Delaware County and beyond. So a big thank you to those two businesses for supporting local high school sports. Here we go. Green with the basketball, 45 seconds left in the fourth. They try to go to the interior, and it was knocked away. And I believe a timeout taken here by Delhi. They tried to punch one to the interior there, and it was Amanda Nealis that was able to steal it. We'll step away for 30 seconds, and 42 seconds left here in this ballgame. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. 42 seconds left. And the score, Delhi girls leading Green 45-39. We'll keep it here the rest of the way. Does Green have some magic in the tank, or is Delhi going to hand them their first loss of the season? We will see. No matter what happens, stay tuned for our postgame show. We will have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose brought to you by NBT Bank, Rabideau Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. It's been a very good game as advertised here tonight. Very excited for it. Tomorrow night I'll have the Franklin girls hosting Cherry Valley Springfield. That game's up at FCS. Two very good teams, state-ranked teams in Class D. And then on Friday, I'll have the Sydney boys hosting Deposit Hancock. That's at 7:15. The game tomorrow, that Franklin game's at 5:30, so tune in early. Have dinner with Nate Lull and listen to some high school hoops. Out of the timeout, Delhi will set this up, and a steal by Green. Kennedy got her hands in there as Delhi was dead set on getting that ball to Sylvia Little, and she read that the whole way and got the steal. 30 seconds left. They go to Kennedy left side. Pump fakes into the corner, back out for Butler. Green's got to try to work a shot here. 22 seconds left. Into the right wing corner in front of their own bench. Stolen away here by Sylvia Little. Splits a double team, tosses it up off the glass, and the rebound goes to Amanda Nealis, and she finishes. And that'll be the icing on the cake. Sylvia was coming down, was trying to get some contact, so she just threw kind of a floater up in the lane. It actually went off the backboard, came right to Nealis, who scooped it up, got the rebound, and was fouled and made the shot. So Delhi now leads 47-39 with 14 seconds left. That's kind of like an NBA move there. Throw it off the glass to your teammate. And so Nealis will step in looking to complete the three-point play. So this final score is going to maybe be a little bit bigger than it would appear. Nealis can't get that shot to go. Coach Gorton will take a timeout. We'll keep it right here this time with 14 seconds left. This was a very close game. I mean, 1 or 2 points pretty much the entire way. And that shot by Sylvia Little late to kind of give them that five-point run was huge. There's Coach Z walking out of the building here. He's seen enough tonight, apparently. Unitego head coach Bob Z. I know there's a couple other coaches out there listening as well, probably watching some video. This is a very interesting matchup here tonight. I do have some other out-of-town scores to report. Let's see here. Walton girls defeating Harpersville, 54-36. Wanted to pass that one along. And where was my other score here? The BG girls defeating Afton tonight 56-24. So that's two straight wins for the Bobcats. So just a quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard. If you want the rest of the scores later tonight as well as updated standings, check out natelull.com. You can go there anytime. I update those scores and standings every night. Might be a little later tonight because I have to drive home from Delhi. So I will do those as soon as possible. 14 seconds to go here, fourth quarter. Delhi girls leading 47-39. And so for Green right now, need a miracle. Here is Kennedy in front of her own bench, looking to get it in. Trojans looking to get a shot off. They go to Emma Rice, now to Butler, left side corner. Nobody seems to want to shoot. They get it down low, blocked out of there by Sylvia Little on Lila Beitfeld with 7 seconds left. Sylvie's got to have 6 or 7 blocks tonight. She's been tremendous. And I know that's a normal stat for her. She normally would probably have 3, 4, 5 a game. And they're real blocks, too. I mean, they're not just kind of tips or anything like that. She can read that situation very well. But now they're calling a foul on her. So I gushed about her, and they call a foul. So Beitfeld's going to go to the line and hits her first shot. Lila with 8 points off the bench, and she's done this a couple of different times for Green this season. Now Coach Gorton wants a timeout. 7-point game. Delhi leading 47-40 over Green with 7 seconds left. We are going to step away for 30 seconds. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
One other out-of-town score, Sydney girls defeat UV 43-40. Wanted to pass that along as well. Back here in Delhi, Beitfeld gets the second one to go. She's got 9 points. So it's Delhi leading 47-41 with 7 seconds left. And now Delhi is going to take timeout with Coach Bruce. So we'll keep it right here this time. Don't need to go back to the studio. It's just a 30-second timeout here. Fans starting to head for the exits. They think this one's over. I'll stick it out with you the rest of the way. Again, tomorrow night, Franklin girls hosting Cherry Valley Springfield. If you haven't seen the Campbell sisters play for Franklin or Jolene Lusk for Cherry Valley Springfield, very, very good players. That's going to be a great matchup. Cherry Valley Springfield just knocked off Mount Markham last night, who is the 9th-ranked team. I think it was 9th or 10th-ranked team in Class C. So Cherry Valley's the real deal. That's a possible Tri-Valley Championship preview, although I'm sure the Worcester girls will have something to say about that. They're still undefeated in the league and knocked off Franklin by a point last week. And then on Friday, I will have the Sydney boys hosting Deposit Hancock. So Saturday, I think I'm going to go up to Herkimer County Community College to watch the Delhi boys, who come in at 8-0. And they'll be taking on West Canada Valley, who's a team we saw earlier in the year here on CDO when they went toe-to-toe with Unitigo, handing Unitigo boys their only loss of the season. So that should be a great game. It's at 10 a.m. Saturday morning up at Herkimer County Community College. So out of the timeout, Delhi will look to get the ball in here in front of their own bench, advanced it to midcourt. They get it into Baxter. Baxter feeding one back here for Amanda Nealis, who's going to dribble out the clock. And that's going to do it. Our final score, 47-41. Delhi girls defeating the Green girls, handing them their first loss of the season. And this was a good one here tonight as advertised. Postgame show coming up. Again, our final score, Delhi girls defeat Green 47-41 on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, We strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Marabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Marabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time, folks, to Delhi, Delaware Academy to be exact. The Delhi girls defeating Green 47-41 for a very important MAC victory here tonight. Let's go through our scoring summary. First for Delhi, 14 points at the team high for Sylvia Little, followed by 12 points from Julia Baxter, 10 from Abby Leahy. And then from there, it was 4 for Amanda Nealis, 3 for Cadence Wakin, 2 for Libby Lamport, 2 for Alyssa Gioffi. On the other side for Green, game high 15 points for Olivia Kennedy. She was tremendous, as always. 9 from Lila Beitfeld off the bench. That was great. Cassie Butler with 6, 4 for Abby Yonner, 4 for Peyton Yonner, 3 from Paige Estabrook here tonight for Green, who just came up a little short, but you know, these two teams could easily meet down the road. I think this is just chapter one of what could be a bunch of chapters between Green, Unitigo, Delhi, Walton's in the conversation a little bit, I think, Oxford, even Sydney. You know, there's a lot of tough teams this year. Let's get into our three awards here tonight. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I'll go with Olivia Kennedy tonight. She had the game-high 15 points, hit some clutch shots, and got big baskets when Green really needed it. I'm sure she'd want a few of those back where she had to go toe-to-toe with Sylvia Little and wasn't able to quite score how she normally does. I think 9 times out of 10, Liv can take it to the rack in this league, and no one's going to stop her because she's so strong and physical. Tonight, Sylvie was there, but still, 15 points tonight for Olivia Kennedy. She was outstanding. She gets our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Next up is the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. Let's go Sylvia Little. 14 points, but you could easily call this an all-purpose thing, too, but the blocks, the rebounds, but especially the blocks and steals. I thought Sylvie was great. Fits right into the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award tonight. Goes to Sylvia Little from Delhi. Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'm going to go with Abby Leahy. 10 points tonight off the bench for Delhi. She hit that huge three at the end of the third quarter, which I thought was tremendous. Hit a couple of runners late in the fourth quarter as well. She just stepped up when Delhi really needed a spark and got it done. So Abby Leahy tonight will be our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner. Well, tomorrow night, make sure you mark the calendar. It's a 5:30 tip-off in Franklin. Franklin girls hosting Cherry Valley Springfield. We'll have our Butler Auto tip-off show, and then mark the calendar for Friday as well, as the Sydney boys will host Deposit Hancock at 7:15, that game at Sydney High School. So should be a fun couple of days of hoops coming up, and we knew tonight would be a good one. Again, one last time, the Delhi girls defeating Green 47-41 here tonight, handing Green their first loss of the season. This one lived up to the hype tonight, really enjoyed it. So Delhi girls 47, Green 41. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our WCDO studios. And I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you tomorrow night here on CDO Sports.
Great hits from yesterday and today. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
She asked him his name and told him what hers was. He gave her a story.